how well you are adjusting right now to your first Monday morning following the loss of an hour over the weekend and the return to daylight saving time may be a good indicator of whether you are a night owl or an early bird. Whichever you are, don't bother fighting the impulse, because it's probably embedded deep in your genes, a study suggested last month. And we will look at that study for all you early risers and late sleepers alike today on Almanac, brought to you by Central Hudson, starting right after this message. For safety's sake, before you do any deep digging or excavating, call the free service that marks the location of all underground utility lines to avoid the danger of a dig-in accident. Make that call at least 2 business days before you break ground. Whether you're a contractor or a homeowner, pick up the phone before you pick up the shovel and dial 811. You can dig that number up anytime you need it in the safety section at centralhudson.com. People. Power. Possibilities. And now here's Almanac. Scientists have long known that all plants and animals, from lowly single-celled bits to we human beings, have internal biological clocks attuned to a 24-hour cycle. But within this so-called 24-hour cycle, or circadian rhythm, individuals of some species, including ours, may have natural preference for day or for night. Previous research had singled out genes with an unspecified influence on these rhythms, but very little was known about which parts of our genetic code determine whether you are more likely to be a morning glory or a midnight rambler. According to a February 2nd report by the French press agency AFP, a research team led by David Hines of California-based biotechnology company 23andMe trawled the genomes, those unique genetic blueprints of an organism, for 89,283 different people looking for clues. The team compared the findings with responses to a web survey in which the same individuals were asked to indicate whether they preferred mornings or evenings. The study, published in the scientific journal Nature Communications, found a clear link between more than a dozen gene variants and healthy individuals who said they were at their best in the morning. Early risers were significantly less likely to have insomnia or need more than 8 hours of shut-eye per night. They were also less prone to depression than those 56% of respondents who described themselves as night owls. The researchers also found that after taking into account the effect of age and sex, morning persons are likely to have lower and thus generally more healthy body mass indexes, BMI, a measure of the ratio between height and weight. Now, none of these correlations, the researchers cautioned, necessarily imply a cause and effect relationship, nor did the team find genetic links with sleep disorders, such as insomnia, apnea, or sweating while slumbering. The same process is involved in jet lag, which is the feeling of being out of phase, too sleepy or too wide awake with a given time cycle. We're drawing nearer to the time when the decades-long cycle of Almanac will come to a close. And as I close today's edition, let me leave you with this important safety message. Central Hudson reminds you, when you're working around the yard, safety matters. Plug outdoor tools into outlets with a ground fault interrupter. Never use electric power tools in the rain or when the ground is wet. And if limbs or vegetation are growing in and around overhead power lines or other electrical facilities, use only a qualified tree trimmer to do any cutting or pruning, and make sure we are contacted about it before such potentially dangerous work is undertaken. Central Hudson. People. Power. Possibilities.